At some points during the recent meeting, it appeared as if the crowd of nearly 200 was close to mutiny. Ice water was running low, the room temperature was climbing, and the audio system failed.
Test, test.
And then there was an awkward scene playing out in the front of the hall. State and federal officials sat at the same linen-clad table. They all politely answered the public's questions, but it was clear they didn't agree. And that's something they must do by early June if they want to avoid litigation. Then it's high noon.
After that date, if we haven't reached agreement on our issues, we are free to ask the court to make a decision.
That's Mary Sue Wilson. She's one of the top state lawyers working this issue for Washington State. As for the feds,
I'll have to defer to the Department of Justice for the moment.
That's Kevin Smith. He's a top manager for the federal side of things at Hanford.
It's in a 40-day period, and they want us to keep those issues in attorney-client privilege for the moment.
This fight is all over how to clean up the 177 large underground tanks of radioactive goo at Hanford. Some of them are now leaking. All this hot sludge is the leftovers from plutonium production during World War II and the Cold War. Mary Sue Wilson says the feds haven't kept promises on tank cleanup deadlines and are not willing to share more detailed plans for the difficult work ahead.
We don't think we have an unlimited period of time.
The Department of Energy argues that new tanks or hasty draining of tanks is a band-aid that won't fix the overall problem. And it says it doesn't have the projected budget to meet the state's proposed deadlines anyway. Instead, federal energy officials say they want to focus on the end goal. That means finishing construction on the waste treatment plant, but that has technical problems all its own. I'm Anna King in Richland.